thank you for the honey chicken biscuit. Mm. Or should I say, thank you for the biscuit honey.
You're welcome, sweetie.
Welcome to Backwoods Bowhunter Podcast.
We're back.
Jump right in for the Blue Line Badass of the Week. I didn't get any submissions, so folks out there listening, please submit. Let me drop down here. If you have a frontline Blue Line hero that you want to nominate, it doesn't matter if they're active duty, retired, or no longer with us, sadly. Submit those to backwoodsbowhunterpodcast@gmail.com and put Blue Line Badass in the subject line. We will get to them. Flood us with them.
That's all you got to do. Yep. Send it. We'll read it.
Flood the inbox. So I went with Kareem Atkins this week. Kareem Atkins is our Blue Line Badass of the Week. Age 30, killed in the line of duty in Houston, Texas, just 4 days ago, I think it was. Leaves behind his wife and two-month-old. Deputy is dead, and two other deputies are injured after an early morning ambush at a bar in Houston. The incident happened just after 2 a.m. on Saturday, so yeah, roughly 4 days ago as we record. Three Harris County deputies were working an extra shift at the 45 North Bar and Lounge when they responded to a disturbance outside. They were believed to be ambushed, shot from behind by a suspect with a rifle. I think I read it was an AR-15.
Good night.
It's still unclear whether the deputies were able to return fire, according to their, I believe it was the assistant chief who I'm reading this quote from. Two of them were trying to arrest a person when a second suspect ambushed them both from behind a vehicle. A third deputy heard the gunfire, rushed to the parking lot, and was shot immediately. Those two deputies, who are also Blue Line Badasses, are Daryl Garrett, and I'm going to say Deputy Barthen. I'm not sure how to pronounce his first name, and I don't want to mess it up. Garrett was shot in the back and was in intensive care after undergoing surgery, and Deputy Barthen reportedly was shot in the foot. So, deputies, Barthen, Garrett, and the fallen Atkins are our Blue Line Badasses of the week this week.
Hell yeah.
Again, if you have a frontline Blue Line hero, send it to us, backwoodsbowhunter.com. I'm sorry, backwoodsbowhunter, you can do that, but backwoodsbowhunterpodcast@gmail.com.
Let's go with that one. Cowardly bastard fucking ambushes him.
Yep.
God, that makes me sick.
I would like to have my moment with him.
I would have loved to hear the returned fire, shot him in the face, blew his head off, and we lost one of ours, but we got one of theirs. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's what I would like to hear.
It's the mystical flight of the arrow traveling downrange, searching for its next target. The thrill of chasing the elusive whitetail buck as it slips through the tall oaks. The hair that stands up on your neck when you hear that long-bearded turkey gobble in the spring. It's our passion. It's our tradition. It's Backwoods Bowhunter. And now, it's time to go full draw with your hosts, Tim Jarvis and Mike Edgen.
Coming at you in the heart of Backwoods Country, yet again, from the Backwoods Bowhunter Podcast room/bar.
Studio.
Coming to play here in the Q&A here in a minute. In good old Southern Illinois. You can find us at backwoodsbowhunter.com and on the socials, and maybe here on the YouTube and TikTok here pretty soon. We do have a camera set up in the room. And if we get a little distracted, that's because we have the Mark Drury deer on the YouTube playing behind us, which is an absolute fucking beast.
That thing is a tank.
So let's dive right in on that. I'm in the woods with BBH. The Drury deer was just a handful of days ago. What'd it say? October 15th?
15th, I think, yeah.
Yeah, so everybody knows Mark Drury and Drury Outdoors. And this is a buck that he nicknamed Disappearing Act. I was reading a thing on it this morning that apparently he would show up on cameras, and when he shed his velvet, he gone. Like, never saw him again each year, if I understood it correctly. So he'd come in, shed his velvet, and disappear. And finally this year he harvested him 216 5/8 inches.
Yeesh.
17 point. What a stud. Iowa deer.
That is a stud, my friend.
So what 216-inch deer are you hunting right now?
Oh, there's a few of them. Yeah. If you put all their antlers together, they're probably close.
Yeah.
To 216.
Yeah.
The five or six I've seen. Yeah.
So any success since I've last seen you? I saw you Saturday, but in the last few days, have you been out?
No, Sunday.
I know you were talking about going Sunday, right?
I did go Sunday. Epic fail.
Yeah.
Yeah. Little miss. I did get it recorded, though, so that was pretty badass.
You missed? Missed a shot? Took a shot and missed it?
Yeah. 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 Right in front. Don't know what I did. I go home, take out the target to make sure I'm online, right? Right in the center. Golden. But when the deer was in front, my son likes to say that I got the doe shakes, but I didn't. I just
so it was a doe.
Straight miss. Yeah, straight miss.
Well,
I may have rushed it a little bit, but I don't know. I was excited it was being filmed, and I'm like, okay, here we go. Woo! Got to watch the miss. Clear as a bell on the camera. It was nice.
Well, I will be transparent. I did the same damn thing last year.
Okay, good.
Yep, it was late season, and I just wanted to shoot something, and had a group of does, and I picked out the biggest one, and I let her rip, and I didn't think I hit her. I mean, I didn't hear the impact,
yeah.
And I don't know what the fuck happened. She was 12 yards. I mean, it was, I could have thrown it like a javelin and probably hit her.
Yeah.
A javelin or whatever the hell you call that. Javelin's the knife company, and hit her. But I couldn't hit her with the bow at full draw. And I don't know if it went under her or if it went in front of her. But what I do know is I found my arrow laying in the yard. The broadhead never expanded. It never impacted nothing but grass. And
nice.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. No, I definitely got the full footage of it on the Tacticam. So, yeah, I got to watch me miss. No nice. Questions on where I missed. I just right in front of her chest. I mean, by the footage, it looks like it may have got a hair or two, but that's it.
Gave her a shave job.
Yeah. She was 26. I think it was 26 yards from where I ranged the arrow sitting there.
Wow.
Yeah. I was like, well, all right. It happens.
That's a good old-fashioned kick in the bag.
At least I didn't just wound it, you know?
Yeah.
Something happened. I don't know. Maybe I didn't look down the peep sight. Maybe I just looked into the... I don't know what I did. But I rushed it and... There's where we're at. 0-1. Hey, deer 1, Mike 0 this year.
At least it wasn't some Booner or...
Yeah, yeah.
You know, Drury Buck up here on 216-inch deer that you shot in front of.
Yeah, I probably would have jumped out of the stand head first if it was that.
Well, I fall. Good God. Beep, 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 beep.
Beep, beep.
Big deal.
Beep, beep.
I saw my first buck in a hunting scenario anyway this morning.
Nice.
And I have to say, I was watching about six, it might have been five or six does goofing around. And there's a Scent Crusher commercial on there we're going to get to here in a little bit.
Nice.
And he came out there as just a young six-pointer. I mean, I just watched him tool around, but he chased them all off. He was actually running after them, pushing them around, and ended up chasing all half a dozen of them off. So, seems a little early for that, and like I was mentioning to you earlier, I don't know if he's just horned up already or if
he's just young and
being
an idiot.
Young and
typical
and
guy
being goofy and playing with the gals, and
yeah,
they didn't like it and took off. But I watched him for a good 10 minutes or so, and finally pushed him off away from me and out of my life forever.
Here today, gone tomorrow.
That's it.
Mikey had a good hunt. I want to say Monday morning, he went out to his girlfriend's parents' property, and he saw 5 bucks. One was a decent 8. He said the rest were pretty small, you know, between 4 and 6 points. But hell, when you go out and get to see 5 bucks in a day, you know, in the woods, not out in a field where mm-hmm. they're, you know, 100 yards away, and you're like, I'm pretty sure that's a doe, that's a buck, yep. No, they were all right there in front Sweet. Of him or behind him. But so he had an interesting hunt on Monday, but he's waiting because we got those couple on camera. He wants one of them too. So patience it is, my friend. He's learning.
Yep, and there's a lot of season.
Yeah.
I always say that. I always say every year, that's my line. We have a long season to go yet, but then January 15th rolls around, and then I'm like, what the hell happened to the bow season?
Yep, you're like, damn it.
Well, I almost shot a doe, or almost took a shot at a doe. I guess it was Sunday. And she was decent-sized, and I'm like, I got myself ready. I hadn't drawn yet, but I was getting myself ready, and she was within bow range, and it shouldn't have been too hard to take her down, but... Mm-hmm. Then I saw a second doe come through that wasn't quite in bow range, but it was a much thicker bodied deer. So I'm like, well, I'm going to wait on that one to come up here. And so I sat there long enough for the one that I was going to take the shot at to meander off, waiting on the other one to come in close enough, and it didn't happen. So
mm-hmm. That's usually how it bumps.
Yeah, jacked the opportunity up both ways, but that's okay.
Well, I told you Saturday morning that I had that doe, two does come in at the property I got out in Thompsonville. And the first doe, she like beelined straight across. The other one kind of went on a little loop around. And the one that came straight across stood about 7 yards from me, facing me. So, of course, you can't move, can't do nothing. You know, I already had my bow because I heard them coming, but I wasn't drawn, nothing. I had enough time to hit the old play on the Tacticam, the old record, and... This doe just sits there, and she's staring at me. The other one kind of walks around and then finally gets up to that one about 2 minutes of this one just standing there kind of looking at me. She kept licking herself. Finally, they both start licking each other. This is going on for, I mean, the video I have.
If I had a dollar for every time I've licked you.
We'd be rich. They sat there for 5.5 minutes on this film just licking each other. And then... started walking away, and the one still stayed there while the big one walked away. I swear to God, it was like a decoy. It was like, hey, keep me covered so no one shoots me. If they move, give me a, you know. But the other one, the bigger one that I wanted to shoot, came up, started licking, walked away, dispersed it to the woods. Then they fucking disappear. And I'm watching them. I'm like, where'd that deer go? There's no way. I said, I'm still 25 yards. I'm still okay. It disappeared. I didn't see it anymore. Then the other one came back, the big one. I'm like, okay, she's going to get somewhere where I can shoot her. She went behind a tree, and I go around my tree to look at the other side, and I'm like, she's gone. They both fucking disappeared. Houdini's. I was like, what the hell's going on? Grabbed the rangefinder, looked through there. They both bedded down behind their trees. Just sitting 18, 19 yards behind me, behind a tree, bedded down. I was like, you got to be shitting me. They didn't disappear, though, so it turns out I'm normal. I'm not crazy. I thought I was worried. I really was. I thought maybe they abducted by aliens. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't prefer to go as far as to call you normal, if you don't mind.
Well, I appreciate that. If I knew you were going to record today, I would have definitely done my hair.
Yeah.
I look pretty shitty.
Yeah, what's up?
Yeah.
We may never use the video. I don't know.
No,
but
may not.
We're recording.
It's a start.
We'll chop it up, do something with it. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, while I was doing that hunt Sunday, my mother-in-law calls me while I'm sitting in the tree. And so I didn't answer it, but when I called her back and she had a question about something. So I said, hey, I'm sorry I didn't answer. I was deer hunting. And she says, did you catch a deer?
That's my favorite.
So the smart ass that I can be, I said, yep. I wrangled that son of a bitch straight to the ground and hogtied it. And did I catch a deer?
Catch a deer. I told you the story of the guy in Chicago when I was with Todd, right?
Maybe. Tell again.
We went out. I shot a buck that morning. We were taking it to the processing center / taxidermist. And we pulled in this gas station. Well, there was a, I don't know, Hindu Indian guy working at the gas station. He sees me in the camo, and we're up at the front desk. He goes, oh, did you catch a deer? And I said, huh? He said, did you catch a deer? I said, yeah, I caught one. He goes, oh, is it a boy deer or a girl deer? I said, it's a boy deer. Oh, can I come look at it? Yeah, you can come look at it. This dude comes out, line of people behind me. He don't give a shit. He walked out, left them all. Oh, that's a big deer. That's a good boy deer. Yeah, that's a big boy deer.
Wow.
But yeah, he comes in, did you catch anything? Yeah, I caught one.
I don't remember you telling me that.
No. Oh, that was hilarious. Me and Todd freaking died the whole way to the processing center with that bad boy. Because that guy just freaking made my day. He's like, did you catch a deer? I thought straight Simpson episode, Apu. That's what I thought. Like, come on, Apu, I'll show you.
Wow. I have no idea who you're talking about.
You never seen The Simpsons?
No.
You got to be shitting me right now. This is a whole nother episode. This is not, you don't no. not know The Simpsons?
I know who they are or what they are, but no, I've never watched it.
God damn,
man, Tim. I never got into watching those animated TV shows like that, like The Simpsons or Family Guy. I've never seen more than maybe 2 minutes of any of them.
Huh.
So I hear all the time, I hear references for Family Guy, and I have no fucking clue what people are talking about.
Family Guy's some funny shit. Yeah. That's like a...
I'll take your word for it.
That's like a Simpsons with a kick in the nuts.
Is it still on?
Guy. Yes. Like, still going.
Current?
Still going. Both of them. I think Simpsons is coming up on 30 freaking years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. It's been a long-ass time for them.
Damn.
But Family Guy, that's some funny shit, too. I think you would giggle. I really do. I think you'd get some giggles out of it.
I don't know. Maybe. I'd have to give it a chance, I guess, because I don't know. I've had them on before for a couple minutes, and I'm just like, I'm not watching animated people do this shit. I'd rather watch Everybody Loves Raymond or something.
Fair enough. But I'm pretty sure... Family Guy, I think, would make you snicker. It would hit your snicker box.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, if it hit my snicker box, God damn, that's a big deer.
Sheesh.
Look at that, just coming through those weeds. That's crazy. What a beast.
It looks like extra weeds.
Yeah. I believe, unless something pops its ugly head, tomorrow I am going to go attempt to either buy, if it's in stock, or order a new Hoyt. The new Hoyt Venom.
Did you shoot it?
I'm throwing no. No, I'm kind of disobeying the rules. But
you're definitely disobeying the rules. Wait till I talk to Mary.
She didn't listen to this, so I can disobey if I want to.
I'll have to send her a message then.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
On Facebook. Yeah. I'll be like, hey, Mary, ask Tim what's going on tomorrow.
So, like I said, I guess tomorrow I'll be going to shoot the new Hoyt Venom.
And then order it.
And then order it.
Because you know, regardless of how it shoots, it could be kind of shitty. You'd be like, nah, I still want it.
I was going to buy it no matter what.
Yeah, so. It's the worst draw I've ever had in my life, but it's what I want. And, babe, I love it.
Right.
Well, it was the smoothest bow I've ever used in my life, and I'll probably die with it in my hands.
I gotta have something to shoot this on, which we'll get to that in a minute.
But. Yeah, I did see that son of a bitch the other day. Oof.
Yeah. I don't know where to sit.
Woo. Don't set it too close to me. It might fall in my truck.
Yeah, we'll just set it right there for right now.
Good choice.
Also, tomorrow, you remember I brought up a week or two ago that I got that request to be on that radio show?
Yes.
So I'm going to do that tomorrow. I don't know when the radio show actually airs, but I'm doing the recording tomorrow.
Nice.
And that is called... Let me look it up. Look it up. Central Illinois Outdoors is the name of it.
Okay. That's legit.
Have you listened to it?
No.
Oh.
No, but the name's pretty legit.
Oh.
Yeah. You said it's a radio show?
Yeah, he said it's an outdoor, weekly outdoor radio show is what he told me.
Hmm.
Weekly outdoors radio show, Central Illinois Outdoors. Several signals here in the area. Wanted me to be a guest, so... I don't know when it airs or anything like that, but CentralIllinoisOutdoors.com is the website, so I'll just have to go check it out and listen to some of them.
Yeah.
Be wise, so I have some sort of general ideas to what I should say, you know.
Turns out you come in and it's like some freaking knock every guest that we have come in, and you have no idea you're coming into that.
Get blindsided by it.
Yeah, that would be freaking ridiculous.
That would be no...
I'd laugh my balls off, but it'd be ridiculous.
No. So my wife got rear-ended last night, and... Unfortunately, I wasn't the one doing the rear end.
Okay, I was about to say by a car.
Yeah. Which, she's good. No injuries or nothing, but it's always a good time to get that phone call.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it late?
I just got rear ended. Yeah, it was. I mean, it was dark.
Mm.
which doesn't say much because it's getting dark earlier right now, but it was probably 6 o'clock, something like that. 6:30. Yeah. Right there.
Much damage to the vehicle?
Not really.
No.
She called, it was Tuesday, and so she calls wanting to know what I want for dinner. I'm like, damn it, it's Tuesday. It's tacos. You got to have tacos. So she went to Kroger to get tacos stuff, and it was leaving Kroger on 148 and got rear-ended by a girl who works at Joe's. But not the Joe's that your daughter works for.
That Joe's?
The Joe's Pizza here in Herron.
Okay.
Yep. And why that's podcast content, I don't know.
No, but hey. Now everyone knows. I thought you were going somewhere different with that. And I was like, well, about fucking time. Good luck.
No,
congratulations.
No. that's a once a quarter, and we've already had the one for the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
So,
okay. Yeah. You're good till January-ish, February?
Looking forward to 2022.
Yeah, for the next round.
Mm-hmm.
Us old married men, that's how it rolls pretty much.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Ain't no changing it.
No, young buck days are gone. They're behind us.
Yeah, I mean, I can't even convince her the bucks go in rut in November.
Mm-hmm.
You know, here in a few weeks, can I be in rut again? No, fourth quarter's over.
You get what you get.
Yeah.
Speaking of Mary, how's her hip?
So she has to go get an X-ray.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, whoever she went yesterday, before she went to Kroger for the tacos, she went to the chiropractor and... He said somewhere along the line, she has messed her hip up, and he wants her to get an X-ray.
Oh, God.
So I don't know what transpired there. Maybe that was from a rear-ending on a previous... A previous rear-ending.
Yeah. Hope she has insurance. Hope you have insurance.
Oh, man. Workman's comp. I got to have workman's comp.
I think she'd be the one getting it, Tim. Your hips are fine.
We got some mailbag questions. Want to do mailbag?
Yeah.
All right. Caleb, who has previously emailed us, wants to see a picture of the podcast studio / bar that we reference. So one of the reasons why I've got the camera running is so that we can appease Caleb. Caleb, I'll post it somewhere. I don't know where yet.
Yeah.
But I do want to show you. Here's my cock. So that sits right there.
It's a nice cock.
It's a nice cock.
Yeah.
So thanks for the comment, I guess, not question. Yeah. But there will either be a still image of what you see on the camera, or we'll put a little video somewhere. But this is podcast studio / bar. And, of course, there's more that way. But
the home of the BBH.
Home of the BBH.
Yeah.
There's a lot of whiskey in here.
A lot.
Alyssa from Murray, I'm assuming that's Murray, Kentucky, says, Tim, that's the name I go by if you didn't know, Mike. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It sounds like you record these shows in the morning. Are you really drinking beer and or whiskey in the morning? If so, you have a problem. Why she picked on Tim, I don't know.
That's because Mike doesn't have a problem, Tim.
So, Alyssa, stand by.
Stand by. In 3, 2.
This is for you, Alyssa.
He's definitely got a problem, Alyssa. You're right.
Yes, Alyssa. I do not have a problem. And yes, I will have some peanut butter whiskey or maybe this Miller Lite just for you here this morning. I wonder if she's with PETA.
Very possible. Very possible.
I don't know if...
I'm glad you got called out on that.
Yeah, I mean...
Because I don't have the problem.
Yeah, apparently.
I'm always drinking coffee.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Sometimes it's got peanut butter flavor in it.
Right.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. Coffee with a proof.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, yeah. Alyssa. Appreciate you.
Wow.
So.
I love it.
This drink's for you. Paul from Evansville wants to know what broadheads we use and if we prefer fixed or mechanical, which we did do a show in season 1 about broadheads. If you want to go a little bit more in depth, Paul, but personally, I use the, Grim Reaper brand.
Yeah.
Mechanicals, for the most part in most hunting situations. I use Grim Reaper because several reasons they look badass and they make a large gaping hole. They're an awesome tool. As far as fixed or mechanical, I mean, that's going to depend a lot on what your hunting situation is and what you're shooting through. You know, I mean,
yeah.
If you need a fixed blade to cut through some shit, you know, then go fixed up. But most hunting situations that I'm in, I have shooting lanes and I do just fine with mechanical. You go.
I have to go with the old Rage in the Cage with the chisel tip.
Yep.
Mechanical, once again. For a short time there, I had a little mental issue going on. I thought it was the mechanical head opening in midst of fire. And so I kind of went away, went with the muzzy for a while. But I'm back to the mechanical heads just because of the sheer damage that the old chisel tip can do.
Yep.
I mean, you could put your hand in that wound. You know what I mean? You could just...
Yeah, yeah.
Four finger, you know what I'm saying?
And that's what I'm talking about. Grim Reaper,
saying?
Too. I mean, the wound channels are just nuts.
Yeah.
Just complete nuts. But there are many out there. I mean, use what works for you, brother. There's no one size fits all. I mean, it's all in what you're used to and what you like. But
yeah,
I like Grim Reaper broadheads. More specifically, I shoot the Whitetail Special. But that's, in fact... I thought I had one in here. I could have held up on the little camera there, but maybe next time. It's somewhere.
Hey, but thanks for the question.
Yeah. Your question was a lot better than Alyssa.
Yeah.
Just for the record.
At least he didn't say you had a problem.
No. Maybe next week he will.
You know what? You were drinking while you were telling me. I think you have a problem.
Todd asked a question, and Todd, I did get it. I wanted to let you know that we will get to that next week, and the reason why, I don't know if it was a question or a comment, combination thereof, but
yeah.
I had already prepared and planned on dedicating a pretty good chunk of the episode next week to what Todd mentioned in the email, so, I'm skipping you for a week, Todd, sorry, but we will get to you, brother.
And sorry, Todd.
We'll go in depth on what you're asking.
It's not a lack of love, buddy.
No, sir.
It's a lack of depth.
And we will also be reviewing my new Garmin Zero A1 Pro bow sight.
Check that bad boy as hell.
Out. Yeah, man.
You could tell we're old. That's getting me more than a picture of a woman half naked right now. I like that thing. Good Lord.
Your wiener went from 6 o'clock to 12 o'clock.
Instantly.
Yeah.
Well, my age ain't no instant to it, but it's there. Yeah.
Maybe 9 o'clock?
9:30. 9:30. That is nice.
Garmin sent me that. Very nice. And I'm looking forward to trying it out. You know, it's a rangefinder / digital bow sight all in one.
I mean, God damn. How do you go wrong.
I mean, it's got some downsides. I mean, it's not all sunshine and rainbows here. It does have hefty price tag. I think I looked it up yesterday and it was like $1,300 retail.
Yeesh.
Yeah. And of course it's, you know, it's a big bulkier.
I was gonna say, it looks pretty big. That box is huge.
It's not too bad. I'll show it to you. It's
probably a lot of packing.
Mostly
in there.
Packing. Yeah. But it, a little bit on the heavy side, but you know, I'm used to shooting those longer bow sights anyway. It's on my Hoyt now.
You're so into that one.
I'm kind of, and it almost will act as a stabilizer anyway, you know, so I may not even notice the additional weight, but I'll get the damn thing out.
That's some quality packing right there.
Yeah.
Jeez.
There it is.
Murphy.
Garmin Zero A1i Pro.
Son of a bitch. It's got a little bit of weight. It ain't terrible.
Yeah.
I was expecting a little bit more.
I think it's a little heavier than last year's model from what I read, but still, yeah, it's got a lot of cool features. And
there's glass on there, huh? Nice.
Guys were dialing them in at 60 yards in like 20 minutes on some of the videos I was watching, so they were pretty squared away with it.
Sheesh.
Yep.
That is very nice.
Well, we'll talk about that next week, do a review on that.
On your new bow.
Well, hopefully.
Maybe a double review.
The way supply chain is right now, I have a feeling it's not going to be in stock. That bow's going to have
You
to
should
be
have it in 4 to 6 weeks.
Right.
It'll show up same time your blind gets here.
We're reaching a point now where I'm not even going to put that blind up.
No. It's getting pretty late.
That's another story.
It is getting a little late in the year. I know it's not late in the year, but you know what I mean.
So, Caleb, Paul, Alyssa, Todd, thank y'all for your questions and comments. And as always, you can send those to tim@illinoisbowhunter.com. And as I say every week, eventually that's going to change with the new name. But, yeah. Soon enough. Do you sometimes stink when you go hunting?
Do I stink?
Yeah, yeah. Some good old man odors, you know, like sweaty balls.
I don't know. I'm not really sure about that one.
Well, if you do, I have the answer for you.
You got the answer to the sweaty balls?
I do.
Okay.
Today's Backwoods Bowhunter Podcast is brought to you by Scent Crusher. Several products lined up there in front of the camera. Scent Crusher is an easy and effective way to eliminate all smells and odors, including sweaty balls, before, during, and after the hunt. Mike and I both use Scent Crusher products. They're as over there, the soaps, the laundry detergent, the Ozone Go. There's a gear bag laying over there. Scent Crusher will eliminate smoke, food, pet, and other undesirable odors, including what we just mentioned. It is Scent Crusher, scent off. You ain't got it this week either, do you? For fuck's sake. Game on.
Shit, I knew that was coming. I was sitting there thinking in my head, I'm like, oh my God, what is it? What is it? What is it? It never came, so I said, fuck it. We'll just bump it when you say it. I just laugh. That's all I got, just a laugh.
You told me to write it down.
I know, and you didn't. You left me friggin' hanging again. Friends like you, who needs enemies? You
That's
know what
right.
I mean?
That's right, biatch. What dry fires your bow, Michael?
Well, I was going to have you go first, because mine may lead into a little bit of conversation afterwards.
Okay, well, I have several,
just
actually.
Just slight conversation afterwards.
Well, I have quite a few.
Okay.
But I'll go through them rapidly.
Okay, well, rapid fire the dry fire.
So I've dry fired redneck blinds a couple times.
Yes.
And now we're going to do round three, because when I reached out to redneck blinds after last week's recording, they told me 2 more weeks. So as of right now, I have a tentative delivery date of the 28th.
Oh, Lord.
October 28th. Yeah. So we'll see if that actually goes down, but that's what they're telling me. My second dry fire is, I don't know who the hell Betty Lewis is, but I am sick and tired of getting Betty Lewis phone calls.
Betty Lewis?
Betty Lewis. I have had the same phone number since about 2004-ish when I first got a cell phone. I've never had a different cell phone number. And for the last 6-8 years, I get phone calls for Betty Lewis nonstop. It's daily. Every day. People trying to collect money. Doctor's office here, there, and everywhere trying to collect money from Betty Lewis. Now, when you get my voice, because I don't answer numbers I don't know, and you get my voicemail, it says, hey, this is Tim.
Not Betty. Okay. Just making sure.
I feel like I have a manly enough voice to not be confused with a Betty.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You were hesitant on your but
I was kind of, you know, I was thinking if there was a time or two that I may have questioned it, but I don't remember.
I'll still take it.
Yeah.
But yet, in my voicemail will still be, hey, Betty Lewis, you need to call us back. You owe us ba da 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 da. I'm not fucking Betty Lewis. So I'm tired of it. I don't know who she is or where she's from, but I would sure as hell like to tell her what I think about getting her phone calls all the time.
Hey, I got a deadbeat Candace I get calls for.
Candace.
I won't say the last name because they call it out. I'm just going to say Candace. But her and her man are both obviously shitbags because they don't pay bills, because I get calls for her and her man's all the time. Is this Candace? Bleep. I'm like, no, this ain't fucking Candace. This is Mike. Do you know how to get a hold of her? No, I got her goddamn phone number. She obviously couldn't pay her bills, so she lost her phone number. So leave me alone.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I'm tired of masks.
Oh.
I'm so over mask wearing.
Yes. Yeah, so
I mean, I really don't wear them anyway, but
I don't.
Unless I'm in a scenario that I just absolutely have to, because mm-hmm. there's no choice. Like, you can't come through the door unless you do, kind of thing. I was reading this yesterday that in Illinois, where we have the mask requirement in place, that we have 24 coronavirus cases per 100,000. So the capita. Florida, which has never had a mask mandate, has 14 per 100K.
Yeah. Nothing to do with the damn masks.
Yeah. Enough said.
Nope.
Enough said there.
Yeah.
And then lastly, my last complaint is against my wife. I mean, it's over. It's just going to be over. I was all set to go hunt yesterday evening.
Mm-hmm.
I had just removed the hunting apparel out of the dryer, went through its scent crusher bath, and I get a text from her. Hey, I can no longer pick our daughter up from volleyball. You're going to have to go get her.
Wow.
So after 18 years of marriage, 20 years together, officially as this past weekend, we met 20 years ago this past weekend, I quit you.
Gotta quit.
I quit you.
Wow. Been a good run.
It was a good run.
Good run. It's 18 years. I mean, it's freaking solid. But every good thing comes to an end. You know, sometimes you have to quit.
So let's pause the show for a second because my battery's dying.
Oh, okay.
Unless you're tracking the blood trail on a whitetail, tune in for more of the Backwoods Bowhunter Podcast.
All right, a little electrical snafu that we got taken care of. So what dry fires your bow, Mike?
Okay. First of all, with the mask things, I am definitely with you. I was actually walking through work last night with my mask on, looking at a group of people walking towards me with their masks on, and I said, this is fucking ridiculous. And just felt like telling guys, take that shit off. I'm taking mine off. Let's just bump this shit. But I didn't. I didn't want to lose my job. But that's how I'm feeling right now. I'm like way over it. Way over it.
Yeah.
So.
As most are, I believe.
This is a general thing. You know what I mean? It's not really so much it gets me riled up. It's just something that kind of bothers me to hear people talk about. So I'm going to go with it. Dry fire is my bow. And I wanted to ask you your opinion on it. But people...
Oh, I agree.
I'm sure you do, because we're like that. We're pretty tight. We're like peanut butter and jelly. You see, you got me all sidetracked.
Peanut butter and whiskey.
I looked right into your eyes and got all flustered.
Oh, that happens.
Oh, here we go. People who only shotgun hunt,
mm-hmm.
only shotgun hunt, do you consider them to be hunters? Because they'll sit there and give you some stories about, oh, I'm a hunter, da-da-da-da-da. Yeah, yeah. I'm like, oh, have you been out yet? Oh, not till November 23rd with shotgun season. No, that's not hunting. Bow hunting, that's hunting. Getting up in the woods, letting that some bitch get close to you. Not, hey, it's 70 yards. I could probably pop it from here. That's not hunting.
With your scoped.
Yeah, with your scoped shotgun or whatever the hell you're using.
Right.
I don't consider that a hunter. Now, no disrespect. You are getting the time in the woods. But when I picture a pure shotgun hunter, that's all he does.
Would you shoot that one? I don't mean to interrupt you, but that one on the video, would you shoot it?
Yep. I'd probably shoot that raccoon,
that
too.
Right there?
Yeah, I'd shoot them both.
Anyway, I didn't mean to interrupt
That's
you.
Okay. This is my envision of when someone tells me a long story about it being a hunter, and they tell me they only shotgun hunt, this is what I picture. I picture them waking up in the suburbs, getting all their fancy Sitka gear out, because it's the most expensive, so that's what they have to have, okay? Mm-hmm. They get all that out. They get it all, you know, they get it dressed on, and he goes and gets a latte with a shot of espresso in it before he leaves his house and gets in his Beamer or his Hummer to drive to his friend's property, because he doesn't own any, to go shotgun hunt. That's what I envision when I hear a guy tell me a whole story about how he's a hunter, and then he says, oh, but I only shotgun hunt. That's what I see. How do you feel about that?
Well, so I approach that with a little bit of a bias, because I don't shotgun hunt. I have, but yeah. I mean, I haven't in years, and I've been bow hunting since I was about 12. So, I'm a little biased.
It's a rush,
but
yeah,
yeah. I mean, you're showing up on two weekends out of the year, yeah. And what really aggravates me more than anything, what pisses me off for them, and I mean. I'm going to say this, but I have a good solid 6 weeks or so, you know, that I can kill the deer before mm-hmm. they do. But
yeah.
What really aggravates me is when I'm hunting a good buck
yep.
and I feel like I've got it patterned and I'm on it. And then the neighboring property blasts it with a shotgun
yeah.
when they show up for 2 days
mm-hmm.
that I've spent 6 weeks hunting.
Yeah.
Now figuring I had six weeks of opportunity to take it. Sometimes it works. Sometimes it don't.
Mm-hmm.
But they show up on that one weekend and kill the deer that I've worked hard on trying to pattern yep. and put on the ground. And that pisses me off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at. Yeah. And don't get me wrong. If you cannot bow hunt, you know, you're physically unable to pull a bow back. You know what I mean? And that's the only chance you get to go hunting. God bless you. Godspeed. You know what I mean? But if you are a physical, able human being, male, female, who could pull a bow back, you need to be drawing a bow and getting in a tree somewhere and bow hunting.
Hell, you don't even have to draw one back anymore.
You can use a crossbow.
Crossbows.
Yeah, right? You could buy a crossbow if you want. So, really, no excuse. No excuses at all.
Well, there you go.
And I was thinking about it the other day because this guy was telling this whole elaborate deer hunting story. And I was like, oh, man. I said, have you been out yet this year? Oh, not till November 16th. That's shotgun season. I said, oh, you can't get out till then? No, I don't bow hunt. Oh, so you're not a hunter. Walk away. Leave me alone. Total disrespect.
Well, if you like bacon.
Which we do.
Then you have the ability to throw down on some pork belly burnt ends.
Hmm.
Justin shared us some pictures yesterday.
Yeah.
Of some pork belly burnt ends, and those looked amazing.
While I was at work, yeah.
Yeah, while you were at work.
Mm-hmm.
Just had to throw in the bacon reference, and it tied into pork belly, so.
It does.
Yeah.
Anytime you hit a pig, it's bacon, so.
So I am not a huge fan of the National Football League anymore, but I did decide to wear my Packers attire today.
I seen that.
Because you and I are Packer fans.
Yep.
And they beat your son's Bears team.
Oh, my God,
so
yeah.
I was hoping he would be here today to kind of
rub it in,
make sure he knew that. And I'm curious as to how he reacted to that.
Slightly ass hurt.
Ass hurt.
Yeah. Uh-huh. At first drive, when they came straight down and put it to Green Bay on that first drive, I said, oh, okay. This may not turn out the way I wanted it to.
I thought so, too. Yeah.
You know, the boy may be able to, you know, get a little cocky and excited, being that Rodgers is 23-4 against the Chicago Bears.
I had 22-5 written down, but.
Oh, well, 23-5 because he won this weekend. It was 22-5, but I thought it was four, but it's five.
I never realized that until I saw that pop up that he had that record against Chicago.
Yeah, they were talking about it this weekend. And then he gets the old double bird in the corner from a classy young lady in Chicago. So what does he do? I still own you.
Right.
And then Rodgers is the bad guy.
Oh, yeah.
That's this world that we live in.
Well, that's what I was going to lead to. Did you see his interview on the Pat McAfee show?
No, I did not get to hear that on Art Tuesday.
Yeah. So he talked about that, and he made mention that he has a big problem with the woke cancel culture, and he's not on board with that. And
amen.
The little woke gal that decided to flip him off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then get offended.
Mm-hmm. And then be offended when he said that back to her. Yeah. And that's what he was basically referencing.
All these people, like all my old friends from Chicago on Facebook are posting, what an asshole. What a prick. Look what he said. I'm like, no, how about fuck the girl who gave him the double bird? You know what I mean? Yeah. Let's go to that dumb idiot first. She's the one that got him riled up. He didn't walk over there and be like, I own you bitches. He's been doing this shit for how many years? And he's never said that. But because of one Karen in the crowd, it pops him off, and now he's the bad guy. Fuck you. That's what I say.
You mad, bro?
No, I'm okay now.
Yeah, that's pretty well summarizes what he said on the McAfee show. So,
yeah,
if you get a chance to listen to that. But
I usually listen to it, but with my schedule this week, I've been I haven't been able to listen to Pat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you like Travis Tritt?
Yep.
I mean, I don't know.
Who doesn't like Travis Tritt?
Well, I mean, hallelujah.
Here's a quarter.
Hallelujah to that. But
call someone who cares.
I wanted to say kudos to Mr. Travis Tritt, who happens to be one of my favorite artists of all time. He said that he is canceling shows that are requiring a vaccinated entry. And his quote is, "I'm putting my money where my mouth is and announcing that any venue or promoter mandating masks, requiring vaccinations, or pushing COVID testing protocols on my fans will not be tolerated."
He's Bam.
Canceling the shows.
Good.
Good for you, Mr. Tritt.
100% good.
I heard Eric Clapton was doing the same thing.
More of them need to. So. The problem is most of them are part of that fake woke culture bullshit. And they don't want to, I don't want to offend my fans and tell them, they might get COVID. Fuck you. Go to the show. Stop canceling the show. Because I had a friend who just was in St. Louis, said, there's a concert tonight. Sprung in to go. They said, "Where's your vaccination card?" Out of nowhere. You know what I mean? It's like, get out of here.
Yeah.
You can't do like the spur of the moment concerts like that. Just pop in and hope to God you're carrying your freaking ID card. That's what I call it. And a vaccination call, it's an ID card. So they know they got you.
So I'm stuck. For years, now the last couple, not we haven't, but for years, my wife and I used to go to the home opener for the St. Louis Blues, which is this Saturday. I got offered free tickets, and they're right behind the penalty box.
Sheesh.
So I was like, hell yeah.
Gotta jump on that.
Yeah. So I then learned that they are requiring you either provide a negative COVID test or proof of vaccination to come to the hockey game.
Bullshit.
Which she and I are both vaccinated, but it falls right in line with what we're talking about here is...
Yeah.
Part of me, just out of pure spite, wants to say, "Now, never mind. No dice on the tickets." But I don't know. It's just aggravating.
I agree 100% with that. I mean, it's a... I don't know. Like I said, you have your reasons for getting it. I have my reasons for not. You know what I mean? Either one of us are bad people.
No.
I don't hate you for getting it. You don't hate me for not getting it.
It's your personal reason.
But there's too many people...
Who am I to tell you otherwise?
...that say you're an asshole for not getting it, or you're a freaking, piece of shit for getting it. I look at the whole card as just a tattooed number on your arm. That's all I'll say.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? For those who run and get it because they just feel like, my governor said I have to, I better go do it. You did it for reasons of children and family. You know what I mean? Different stories. But most of these people are just like, we could go get it. Let's go get it. Why? Well, I don't know. Why wouldn't I? I've already had it. I'm not getting it. I'm done. I'm over it.
Yep.
So, but yeah, I think it's horseshit that people are making you do that. Like he said, there was a line of people at a tent at this concert Saturday getting shit rammed up their nose to get a quick rapid test.
Oh, so they were doing them right there on site.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think the one with the Blues, you had to get it ahead of time and actually provide the, the.
Yeah. They were doing it right here. Right there on the side. He said people were over there in a line getting shit jabbed up their nose to get a damn rapid test back.
Wow.
Yeah.
How the hell would you prep for that? Man, anyway.
Money. How would you make money on a venue when you're buying thousands of those damn rapid kits? You know what I mean? Even if it's a 5-minute wait, how many people can you ram up their nose in 5 minutes? Probably 15, 20 people? And then you got all them standing around, and then you're trying to figure out, okay, who's John Smith? Who's Lori Baker? Yep, you're clean.
Yeah. Well.
But you go to other venues where there's 160,000, 170,000 people, no questions asked. Get in. Let's go. And then someone else is going to be woke and say, you cannot enter my venue until you have a vaccination or a negative test. Eat shit. How I feel about that.
Which they do have the right to do.
No, they do.
We don't have to agree with it, but
no.
It's their venue. It's just like my place of business.
I just won't go.
Yeah, right. Find another venue.
Do you make people show you any proof when coming here?
No.
I didn't think
Nor
so.
Nor will I.
That's why I like you.
No, absolutely not. Well, you said you were over it, and speaking of over it, we are over our time. So.
Okay. Well, it was an eventful day.
You know how we bump out of here, so I'll let you do it.
All right. Well, hey, get your kids out in the woods. If you haven't got your bow out yet, it's too late. You're screwed. Just wait till next year and get your kids out. Get away from the video games.
Amen.
Peace.
Thanks for listening to another Backwoods Bowhunter episode of Badassery. Didn't get enough? Climb down out of your tree stand and get ready for another epic episode next week. Tim and Mike will take you back downrange for more bowhunting content.